Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Don't remember doing this at all.
Cancel.
I object!
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Cancel.
Fanimosia is canceled.
Welcome back to another episode of the Canceled Podcast.
My voice is a little funky today. I got to do my lower register so that you guys can hear me.
Literally same. Brooke and I lost our voices last night.
Yeah, because I was having to do so much screaming at her.
Honestly. Were you?
No, I was cheering for you at the rose.
Oh, aw. Wait, aw.
I was. Tana told me that if I didn't laugh literally 10 times as hard at all of her jokes than I do at everyone else's.
Last night.
It was over for me. I was kicked off the podcast.
Yeah, and then I would beat you with a stick.
Yeah, and then she did that anyway.
Yeah, and then I sodomized her, but that was just for fun. We're into that sexually.
Right.
Okay. Sodomy is a...
Okay. I don't know what that means. I don't know if I want to agree
to
that.
Some anal shit.
Okay. Oh, my God. Really the pickle right now. This isn't, I'm like, this will be the 15th time we reference ASMR girl on this podcast.
Oh my God. Yeah, guys, ASMR crunch. Literally 30% of our listeners just clicked off.
We're sorry you missed us last week.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Brooke and I are in very, very fucky moods today because last night we went to the roast of Bryce Hall, where I had to actually roast and do a little stand-up routine.
You are such a performer.
Brooke helped me with the entire thing. It was actually really funny before. We were writing the jokes and shit. And I kept trying to read them. And I have such problems with affliction. So I would just be like, Bryce ate my ass. I couldn't talk.
And yeah, there were certain lines that she had to deliver more dry. And I was trying to talk her through how to say each thing. And just went right over her head. But so then I'm sitting there in the audience. I feel like I'm like a mom at her kids piano recital when you know your kid's gonna fuck up. And I was I was so nervous. I had nails on yesterday. Now I have none. I was literally
oh my god.
But you got up there and you killed it. I was I think you were bluffing before. I think you were trying to convince us that you were gonna be really bad, and then you went up there and you really killed it.
No, you saw me. I always say that I can't act. And everyone is well, you lie every day. And I'm
yeah, but you're not good at it. Oh, but you just think it's...
It's so true. I'm just acting as Tana, who's an idiot. But when it comes to actually reading something that is not just what I'm directly saying, improv, and trying to deliver it the same way, I'm so god-awful at it. And it just... Yeah. I don't know. But then last night was fun, honestly.
It was so fun. Everybody was so funny. It was the perfect amount of offensive... but also okay.
Yeah, it was funny. It was really, really good. I'm trying to think. Everyone just told me I was a raging whore on stage for an hour, and then I just got up there and cooked everyone, and it was really fun.
We appreciate the honesty.
Honestly, last night, Brooke and I slept.
Had a sleepover.
We had a sleepover. We had a sleepover, which we never do. We used to at my old house.
No, we never have sleepovers. She would always say you used to always have sleepovers with me, but it's she used to have two bedrooms.
I guess she would
sleep in one bedroom with whoever she was dating at the time. And who knows, really. And then I would sleep in her big bed in her big room.
Upstairs, I guess that's true. So Brooke liked me more when I had a fat, fat mansion.
No, but now it's first of all, it's very rare that you're going to have even an empty space next to you in your bed currently. And then the likelihood of the cleaners having come within the last couple days, that also is a factor.
That's true. Anyway, I wouldn't want to sleep in pickle juice.
I was so excited. I was really trying to sleep over last night. We called it our accountability sleepover.
Yeah, we were fully having an accountability sleepover.
So that neither of us would go where we're not supposed to be going.
Which is our exes' homes. We didn't want to text our exes. So we're like, let's have an accountability sleepover. We order McDonald's. We put on Click by Adam Sandler. We're living our best lives.
It was incredible.
I fall asleep and I'm like, God, I'm so fucking proud of me and Brooke. We're not gonna hang out with our exes. I'm not gonna text him. I can't do that. I have to be over it. I wake up 1 hour later and you're gone.
No joke.
You're gone.
And I knew I would need to provide evidence for this to make sense. But I just want to show you guys what I was dealing with 5 minutes after she went to sleep. Can you hear it?
Is it me snoring?
You're snoring so loud. I texted Hunter. I go 911.
Like, there's no way I was snoring.
You were snoring so loud. I had my covers like this, and I was under the covers. I couldn't even breathe, and I was like, oh my god, what do I do? So I texted Hunter 911 because I'm like, I'll just go sleep in Hunter's room. And then I had the thought, I'm like, Hunter snores. So I had to just go home.
I am so, Amari snores, Ari snores, everyone in our house snores, but I also don't really snore.
You snore, girl. The deviated septum showed. I was like,
yeah, because I would never put anything in my nose that would make me snore.
That's enough. It was really bad, but I ended up just having to go home, which was actually like beneficial because
I got to sleep. So you did not text Joe?
I didn't, no. But he did. I did just get off the phone with him. Like, literally, he called me in the car on the way here. We're just friends. We've been hanging out with supervision. Only with supervision. We don't hang out alone. We always have a third friend there for accountability purposes.
It's only a matter of time. But to be fair, same for me always. This is actually the first time in an entire year that I've gone almost 2 weeks without speaking to my most recent ex. I'm not even saying his name anymore. Face Tap Boy.
Ooh. Just kidding.
We had a feral evening at Poppy one night.
Yeah.
I can't even really talk about it on the podcast because it is that awful.
He went crazy on me because I sent you the screenshots of what he said to me. And then he was like, I was just trying to confide.
But like, why, first of all?
I know. Second of all, like, girl, I don't want to get in trouble. I think I've seen this film before.
And I didn't like the ending. No, he was actually completely wrong for once. It was awful. We just got into a very, very public fight at the club. And which I really don't think I took. I could tell you. Like, I really don't think I took part in. I could tell you it from start to finish. I don't think I did anything wrong for once.
Pretty interesting.
It was awful,
to say the least.
It was really, really, really awful, and I was
like, "But it's okay." Out with the old. Who's your next boyfriend? Who's next on your list?
I'm actually, like, I haven't had sex in a minute. I'm trying to like be single and like just like not get with anyone.
Whose idea was that? And like, I've been telling you that for years.
Yeah, but I just could never do that. But I think I've outdone myself, honestly. Everyone keeps asking me on TikTok what happened to Southern Boy.
Oh yeah, what did happen? You know, did we ever even get around to talking about him on the pod?
Not really, because I just like kind of knew it was like, it's like I, I.
Who are you talking to?
Do a thing.
Your mic is in your neck. There you go.
I do a thing where, and in real life, like, you know this, and like you do it, like we do it to, like, our whole friend group does it to each other. It's like, you'll like someone, you'll be like, my new boyfriend. And like,
yeah, and it's very, yeah.
And it's just, like, very, like, sweet and fucky. And, like, obviously the other person knows that I'm not being, like, dead-ass serious. And, like, 50% of my fans get it. And they get, like, that that's my sense of humor and kind of how we all talk to each other. Yeah. But then the other 50% is, like, you really had a boyfriend. Whole boyfriend for 3 days and you guys broke up. Like, what's going on?
I do that a lot right now. I have a guy I just met. I literally spent one night around him. And he's been my boyfriend for, like, 3 weeks.
Honestly. He's also best friends with my ex. So, I mean.
Enough.
I could figure that one out. No, I can't. Dude, right now. I have one ex that is couch surfing with nowhere to live. The other one has been coming to my house to do laundry because he doesn't have a washer and dryer. Brooke was actually just telling me there's nothing wrong with that, and I agree. But I wish he had a washer and dryer, okay? Like I was in love with the man. Like, you know what I mean?
I get that. Yeah. Well, just, I mean, like, it's the comparison is what it is. Yeah. I feel like you do.
And then the other one is also...
You do have like a soft spot for what I call hobosexuals, which is men who are who date for a place to live. And that's pretty much been her past like four relationships have been men who like we aren't 100% sure that they have their own residence.
Right.
And that's fine. But
I don't think
it is. You're right at all.
It's not. It's completely, completely, completely not. And it's like.
But it's brilliant. I think I'm going to look into it because.
Well, then they never leave you alone. Oh, you should be a hobosexual.
I would love to be a hobosexual.
That's kind of fire. I'm down too. I need to get the fuck out of my house. It's falling
I don't think
apart.
I could live with a man though. I can't even like spend the night with a guy like for more than like a little while.
See, I have the exact opposite issue. And it's crazy because I'd be pushing away the rich ones. Like, I'm choosing the homosexuals. And, like, well, like, literally, why?
Because you could get away. You can get away with more when somebody is dependent on you in that way.
That is awful.
I know, but that's true about you. I'm sorry.
I guess that's true. I am toxic.
Like, if someone has, like, all their own, they got it going already.
But then
they don't need to put up with that.
I obviously also have, wow, I've never realized that. And the only exes I really look back and, like, really fucking liked were ones that didn't depend on me, that I depended on. I need copious amounts of therapy. Wow.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
I'm applying for this house, and yesterday I sit down for a meeting, and I'm, like, sitting across from the guy, this is, like, my dream home, and I want it so bad, and I'll do anything for it, and I sit down with the guy, and I, like, look at him. He doesn't say anything, and the first thing he says is, I've seen your eviction story time.
Okay.
But then we ended up bonding.
You don't ever think, like, ooh, maybe I'll private these videos when I'm going for a house tour.
Oh, no. I'm fully deleting that video because it's apparently ruining my life. But then his daughters were fans, and I think we're in a better place, and I'm getting lunch with them this week.
Oh, that's great news.
So it's good. It's actually good. But
you know what I just did? It's a big step. I switched the availability of my Mindy response video to private.
Oh, wow. Should I take down mine?
Yeah, yours is actually still on the, it's your default video on the homepage of your channel.
To be fair, my old manager, I'm sorry, my old manager would do that, and my new manager just would never do that.
Yeah, that's so funny. I didn't take it down. First of all, that video still makes me money to this day. I like that video. I don't like that video, to be clear, but I was really, like, hyped on this guy a couple weeks ago, and I was like, if he were to ever see this video, I would be so humiliated and just like, and he would never want anything to do with me. So
that's my whole YouTube channel. If you really actually think about it, like, it's, you know what I mean?
I don't even have my YouTube set up to my Instagram anymore so that, like, guys can't just, like, stumble upon a video of me like that. But, like, it really scared me. I'm definitely, like, a pretend I am someone I'm not in a relationship kind of girl. Do you ever just lie for no reason? That was a stupid question to ask you, actually.
I'm like a sponge. Like, if I'm dating, like, a rock star guy, I'm like, fuck yeah, baby.
Well, but I don't feel like it's, like, disingenuous. Is that a word? Yeah. Can I make that up? I genuinely start to feel that. Like, I really start to feel like those are the things that I'm interested in. Like, I'll talk to, like, a football player, and suddenly I'm like, I've always loved football. Like, I have, and I believe it myself. I'm like, duh, I knew this was where my life was going.
It's so true. I actually couldn't agree with that more.
But I just like to feel like I'm a part of something. I remember when I was younger, I used to always, like I would lie for, like, no reason about things that don't actually matter. Like, I always used to say that I was lactose intolerant. I'm not at all. I can eat a block of cheese with no effects. But I wanted to feel like I was a part of something. And
this episode is just us saying things that make us really look like we need therapy. Like, it's odd. Today we're just
I don't lie a lot anymore because of my guilt complex. I can't really lie without feeling really guilty about it. One time I told a lie that was, like, so bad for no reason. I hope to God Jason Nash never sees this podcast. But one time I was
he told me he watches it last night.
Jason, baby, I'm so sorry. One time I was at the Saddle Ranch. I'm talking to Jason. This was my first time having ever met Jason. So I thought, you know what? I'm never going to see this man again. It was like, well, you know, when you're in an Uber and you're like, yeah, I have three kids.
For no reason. I do that.
Yeah. It was like one of those nights where I was like, this will just be funny. And we're just talking about everything. And he's like, you're really funny. Like, have you ever thought about doing comedy? And I go, yeah, actually, I that's what I do already. Like, that's, like, what I do. I'm like, he's like, oh, really? Like, you do stand up? I'm like, yeah. It's like, what was I gonna say? Like, just kidding, like, that's not a funny joke. Like, so then I just had to go with it. He's like, where do you do comedy? I go, the Comedy Store. It's like the biggest comedy club in LA. You can't just, like, be, like, a beginner doing comedy at the Comedy Store at all.
Can I please
and he's like, whoa, wait,
No, keep going, because then I'd like to talk.
He was like, whoa, like, that's crazy. So then I'm like, oh my God, this is like a really terrible lie I just told. And I'm like, oh,
and
shit.
He was falling in love.
But it was fine.
Like, he loves comedian ass bitches.
But I was like, oh, you know, I'm never going to see him again, whatever. But then we like kept in touch. He followed me. He started like messaging me and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I just have to take this lie to my grave. And so then one time in like a really guilty trance, I told Ari about the lie that I told, and he died laughing. He was like, that's the funniest thing I've ever like heard. So we like started telling it in the friend group, and we one time told it in front of Tana, and Tana like barely overheard, and she's like, wait, you do stand-up comedy?
Like, Brooke was like, remember that time I did a show at the Laugh Factory? And then I was like...
Comedy Store.
At the Comedy Store. And I was... That didn't mean to...
But everyone was in on it. So everyone's like, what? Tana, you don't remember? Like, Brooke...
Yeah.
Brooke does... You were like, there. Like, you were literally there. Like, she did stand-up at the Comedy Store.
All these people convinced me for months. It's honestly hilarious. It's just, like, awful. For months and months and months that I went to Brooke's comedy show, but I was, like, on Xanax or something and, like, don't remember
it. Was actually really good for her, though, because for a while she was, like, really starting to think, like, oh, my God, like, maybe I do have a problem. Like, I really forgot and, like, something an that entire, huge. Like, and everybody was feeding into it. They were, like, talking about, like, different bits from my set and, like...
No, it was awful.
It was a really long, like, drawn-out joke that everybody was in on, and it was so funny.
I almost went to rehab. Which would have benefited me, honestly, like, awesome. But I'm serious. I was like, oh, my fucking God. Like, it fucked me up. And then one day, no, and then it was Amari. Amari one day was like, Brooke never had a show.
He swore. I literally looked him in the face and I go, did you snitch? Did you ruin my joke? He goes, no, I would never. Confident as, like, literally, I would never. And then I found out it was him. I'm like, you snake.
Honestly. That's my and Amari's friendship, though, for sure. You know what I mean? Like, just like,
I know.
Like, we're going to run to each other and tell each other. Like,
but it was just like, what was the awful reason? Like, I was going to take that to my, it was going to be like, well, a it was funny all, joke it was forever.
Weighing, it was weighing on my heart, bro. Like, I was really like oh my God.
That you forgot my set. There will always be others. Just so you know, like, I'm like, but then, and now I'm like, you know that that's the reason that Jason was like including me in the roast, because I think he thinks I really did comedy at the Comedy Store.
That's fun. See, now that I know that this is a whole story.
So lying is beneficial and everybody should lie more.
Yeah, like that's all I took from that. Seriously, sincerely, that's all
I don't know why that. I did that, though. I was just like, oh, I'll never see him again. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Or it's just like a funny thing. And it was like, I was so drunk. I was just like, yeah, no, like, yeah, I've done it.
I mean.
It's like, no, I haven't.
Circling back to the video, to you privating it and it being on my homepage, I will take it off. Obviously, I don't know how to do that. Like I said, my old manager would like do that, like put my like trending video on the page or whatever. But I think it's very funny that he was like telling me like putting it on my homepage and was like, yeah, or like whatever happened, and then telling you, because then right after that we like fell out. Like literally within that time.
Oh my God, wait, he's the one who did that?
And then telling you.
He was calling me like.
Like, fuck Tana.
Yeah. Like he was like, you better make another one.
Like, he was pitting us fully against each other.
It worked.
It did work. I think that.
But now we have a podcast. Oh, who said that to us last night? Oh, Jeff.
What is
Jeff? No, Jeff.
Oh.
Jeff from the story time, like, the one who, like, caused this whole issue came up to us last night. Was like kind of talking about the situation. He goes, Brooke, at least you got a podcast. Like, what did I get out of it?
It's honestly so fucking true. He was awful last night.
He is always awful.
He's okay.
Like, no, I love him. I actually love
him. The other day, though, he started this like feral argument with Hunter. He like owns a brand with a very common word in the name. And Hunter used the word like in a post. And it's a con. I'm talking like the other word.
Oh.
Like, okay. So, but like the word could be like, fire, like it's like a very, yeah, like very, very, very common, yeah, word. And he's like, how could you do that to my brand or whatever, popping off on Hunter. And Hunter's like the nicest person ever. Hunter was like, what? And then an hour later he was like, yeah, sorry, I was mad at someone else, like I didn't mean to take it out on you. And then we saw him the other night. I was like, I just fuck, like, Jeff, get it together.
Do you
know that I did fuck him like 2 months ago, though?
Tana, come on. Did you know, can you just admit right here on the podcast that you actually never stopped when you cut me out of your life? You kept hooking up with him?
No, because I dated Goody.
Liar!
I dated Goody. And I couldn't cheat.
Uh-huh. They were friends the whole time. He would still come over.
He definitely... But I was mad at him. Like, and I was like cussing him out. It was just different. It was a different like anger. Like, for sure.
I get it. He owed you less loyalty than I did. I get that.
But no, I didn't keep fucking him because I was dating Goody and I was trying to be like a loyal girlfriend.
I love Goody. I wish you could get Goody back. Such a cutie.
sometimes I think I can, and then I remember the things that happened, and I can't.
I don't know what happened. That was like the only relationship I've just been completely absent for. Because that was like a perfect timing. Like as soon as I left, he came. And as soon as I came back, he left.
Honestly, very, very true. Our relationship was great all the way to like the last week. I'm not kidding. We were
so I can't imagine him like literally arguing with anybody in this entire, like, I don't even, wow. He barely even speaks. Mm. He just says little nice things.
It was like that. And then just our last week together, we just fought every hour. And then we were like, wait, what's going on? We can't do this.
Tell me about Hawaii.
Brooke has been upset because I just went to Hawaii on a trip and she was like, oh, I wanted to go. And I come back and I'm just like, bro, like, you should be so grateful you were not on that trip.
Yeah, it must have been hard.
Well, think about the gall someone has to possess. The audacity.
I don't know what gall means. What does gall mean?
Same thing, kind of. Watch all the people correct me in the comments. I'm a fucking idiot. But to ruin a relaxing trip to Hawaii. Okay. I think that's the thing. So I went to Hawaii with this billionaire that... And I obviously, like, complaining about a billionaire is awful. Like, he's great. He, like, took us there and stuff like that. We've been on other trips with him, though. Yeah. And I think that being in, like, New York or Dallas with someone very high-strung and stressed out and, like, indecisive and frantic and dramatic is one thing. But when you're in, like, the most relaxing place in the world, just trying to, like, chill, and someone is just, like...
Just so really high strung. I have a hard time with people like that. Like if someone's like energy is too frantic, it like really rubs off on me and I can't. Same. My mom is kind of like that. And like she can't help it, but it's like, no, I can't be around her because I'm like. Argh.
It gives me crippling anxiety. Like working with people like that, even I'm like, I can't work with someone who can't just like be calm and concise and like work, like on like deals and shit. But like it was just awful. It was like, should I change my flight? I just changed my flight. I'm going to change my flight again. I'm going to change my flight. Should I change my flight? I have to go right now. Wherever we are, I have to go right now. I have to go to my room. I have to work right now. Oh my God. I went to my room and you guys went to the beach. Why would you leave me? Gets to the beach. Bringing a bodyguard everywhere with him. Oh. Here's the thing. I get it. You're a billionaire. You want to protect your assets. You want to protect yourself.
Because like someone might like steal him or kill him or something.
I guess, but also like I don't want your fans to hurt you. Like they're not going to. hires this bodyguard that I know really well in Hawaii. Like if we have a show there, some crazy shit. Like I'll hire him. His name is Paperweight because
I want to be called Paperweight.
You met him. Like he'll be like he's like super Hawaiian and he'll be like, I am not scared of people. They are paperweights.
First
like,
of all, who is he? French?
Yeah, that was awful. Like I don't know. So he calls everyone paperweights, but he goes by Paperweight. And he, no joke, he's like this, he's giant. Like he's like probably like 6'9", no joke. And like
that's hot.
Huge, oh. Like giant, like standing behind, like I'm not even there standing behind him. Like he really, and it's awesome like going to like the club and shit with him because people will just be like feral and he'll just be standing there like, you know what I mean? Like it's not even like he has like moved to
I'm
protect
picturing
you. It's
like, just like who's the guy from Moana?
But so... This billionaire is taking Paperweight everywhere, possessing extreme paranoia for no reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, we'd all go to the beach and then he'd like be like, I'm not going. I have to do this. Da, 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 da. Why did you leave me? Oh my God, I'm coming. So then he'd order like an Uber because like we'd take the car and we'd be like, come. But then like he wouldn't want to. And then he'd like be like, wait, I want to come. So then he took like, he orders an Uber and they order a Tesla for Kyla, Ashley, this billionaire. And Paperweight gets in shotgun, sits in this Tesla seat, and it breaks.
Paperweight. It
breaks. It's not his fault, but he's like that big. Like, and then it happened again where he sat in a Toyota Corolla front seat and like broke the back of the chair. Like he's like
Paperweight.
Like, you gotta put him like in like an SUV, like with the rolls down type shit. It's like. Like, he's just huge. And it was like, okay, I get it if we're going to, like, the club, but we're going to an empty beach. Like,
yeah, like, what?
And you're breaking people's Teslas. Like, it's insane. And then we'll just be like, I'm paying for everything. You know what I mean? And then, like, 20 minutes later, we'd be like, so is Hunter going to, like, pay for his meal? After 5 minutes later, he was like, anything for my Tana, Hunter, you should never pay. Like, just like, oh, my God. Like, oh, my God.
How interesting.
Makes me get this boat. doesn't make me get this boat, but I'm like, okay, like, let's all get on a boat, right? Everyone will, like, chip in, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, he's paid for everything, and I'm down to pay for something.
Yeah, of course.
And so this, chartering this boat was $8,000. Oh. And he insinuates that he's going to split it with me, and then I was like, okay, so I'll split my $4,000 across everyone, like, Jeremy, Hunter, like, Nisha, Ashley, Kyle, like, we'll all just pay, like, you know what I mean? Like, a couple hundred bucks. And we'll go have, like, dinner with the chef, like, on this yacht, and, like, whatever. And so then keep in mind, too, he was, like, just obsessed with me, and then it kind of, Ashley and I are, like, very similar. Like, similar looking, similar acting, similar. We're, like, coordinating every outfit. Like, we give, like, sister wives. Do you get what I'm saying? And then it kind of just starts turning into, like, I can't believe I'm dating both of you. And it's like,
I think, no, it does. He does have that tendency, though, because every time we'll be at dinner, he kind of says those kind of things, and we're always like,
no, 100%. Mm. And so we, like, get on this boat.
I'm like, baby, I love Rob.
And he's like, yeah. and he's like, he'll, like, go in to kiss me. And, like, I don't fuck this man either. I mean, keep in mind, that's not, like, my choice. Like, I would fuck him if he was, like that. Like, just for, like, the added bonuses. Yeah, I think
he's pretty, like, honestly, that's, like, ideal, though. Like, a guy who you don't have to sleep with.
I would so much rather sleep with someone and then them just be a little more sufferable. I know. And I
feel like a lot of it has to do with, like, alcohol and stuff, too, though. Because he's, like, I feel like he's very, like, he's
blacking out.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, he's a little bit of a blackout.
I guess it's... I also spent like,
it gives me, like when you're really young and you start drinking and you don't really know how to, like... Well, yeah, I feel like he probably just didn't drink a lot, like, growing up. You know, he didn't, like, blackout in college. He wasn't, like, in a frat or something. So he's probably, like...
I also spent the greater half of my trip after he left psychoanalyzing him. And I think there's a couple reasons and things that are going on. And that's like, just... okay. But so we're on this boat. And he's, like, trying to kiss me. And it's not like I'm kissing him either. It's not like I'm making out. It's like like, lips aren't even touching. Like, you know what I mean? And so then he starts doing it to Ashley. And you know, Ashley. And she's, like, she's down for it. Because it's, like, he's, like, paying for everything. And it's, like, just being sweet. But then he's, like, he's just taking it too far. Trying to, like, just keep going back and forth. And also, you and I are almost more down to act like that. Like, Ashley and I are not, like... touchy and, like, you know what I mean, with each other. Like, we're like, ew. Like,
not sister wives.
Yeah, like 100%. And so then on the boat, we're all, like, about to pay, and I pay for, like, my part, and then we're, like, waiting on him, and then he's just like, I cannot believe she would ask me to pay after he, like, moved eight flights, like, beyond the boat. I was, like, freaking out. And I was like, it's not that I mind paying, but it was just interesting. And I also would have just, if I knew I was going to pay for the full boat, would have gotten a smaller boat, would have, like, gone without him, would not have been sister wiving with Ashley the whole time. Like,
yeah, you were just doing your part.
Yeah, like,
you worked for that second half.
I really did.
And then you paid the full thing.
Yeah, $8,000. And I was sick, obviously.
That's tough. What could you buy with $8,000 that you spent on one day?
Four hours.
I'm like, a lot of things. You know, you could buy a car with $8,000. I was just going to say, like, that. Not a very nice one.
But a car.
A car.
I would have never paid that. I would have never, ever, 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 ever paid that. And I was just, like, sick. I'm trying to think of other things that are just, like...
I don't know. I get that. My thing is, like, I care so much about who I'm around and, like, the energy I have around me. I would rather just not go somewhere than, like...
Yeah. Than, like, suffer. But also, his energy can be all right. Like,
no, usually he's great. Like, I love being around him and stuff. But, like, I've only ever been around him, like, at a dinner. Or, like
in Dallas for a day.
It's hard. There's not a lot of people in general that I can go on a trip with and not, like, come back annoyed with them.
I'm not even one of those people.
You are not one of those people. In fact, you're not even, like, close. Like,
remotely close.
We had one really good trip.
What?
I posted all our Miami. You know how I, like, vlogged when we were in Miami? Mm-hmm. But then, like, couldn't post it because, like, I had to, like, abruptly go home and, like me and you just, like, really fought. I posted it all on Roll. So I just posted all the unedited vlog footage.
Wait, that's really smart, actually.
I'm like, go check us
out. That's so smart. Yeah. That's fire. Yeah, that trip was awful. That's whenever I actually want to get back with my ex, I have to, in my head.
You know, I record, is that, should I say that?
You recorded us fighting?
Yeah.
That's smart. You should send it to me so I can rewatch it.
I did. I recorded you guys fighting. I didn't actually record you guys, like, but I just recorded my face like this.
I would love to hear it.
Like 30 minutes straight. So just the irrational screaming,
no, he's
wailing, awful. Crying.
Yeah, I'm screaming, crying. He's like screaming.
Give me my bag. I'm like, awful. Give him his bag.
He's awful. He's literally fucking whenever I go to think to text him, I, in my head, like my little pea brain, I have to like fight with myself. And I say like certain things like that just like will make me be like, okay, you can't. And one of them is just Miami, 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 Miami.
See, you have so many things though that are like really cut and clear. Like you should never speak to him again. I have a harder time, I think, because.
It's more just his overall.
Yeah, more yeah. Just like little things that have piled up. You know what I saw? I saw a quote that said like, If you put a frog in boiling hot water, it'll jump out. But if you put a frog in water and then like slowly heat it up until it's boiling, it'll stay in forever until it dies. And that's like what happens. You
mean full body chills.
But like, but it's like a thing. It's like you start it when people do little things, you like put up with it and put up with it and put up with it and keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And like eventually you're just going to like tolerate it because it's like you just let these like things get worse and worse. 100%. But if it's like if it's really bad right away, obviously you're going to be like, get rid of this guy. Mm-hmm.
And it just like the obviously the toxic factor, like the good so good and the bad so bad, but it's like there was no good. Like
it was, where was the good?
You know, like, I don't. I was literally thinking about that today. I was like thinking about a lot of my toxic relationships, and I'm like, at least a lot of these people were great. And
the thing is though, like you start like making excuses for people because they have like genuine or like basic human qualities. Like I kind of do that. I have like a similar situation with like a friend who I'm kind of like on the outs with, and it's like I'm like no, but like when she's a good friend, she's such a good friend. But it's like. A friend is supposed to be a good friend. 100%. Like, they don't get an award for being a good friend sometimes. Yeah. Like, they're supposed to be like that all the time.
I 100% agree. Guys, Brooke and I are so dead today that we, like, had to call in for backup.
We do.
So Lila Gibney's here.
We luckily had her outside. I wish we brought Daisy, but...
I brought the dog.
Come here. Wait, okay. Show the people.
We're going to use this half.
Come here, baby. Daisy, come on TV.
She was barking at you guys. I go, it's Brookie.
Wait, I want to show Daisy so that the people
can. So they can see that I got scammed.
Oh my God, can we talk about that?
She won't let you get her. You guys, I've been on a bender. Can we talk about it?
Oh my God, Lila.
Wait, really quick. You guys, Lila ordered this dog on Craigslist. It's supposed to be a golden doodle.
How much was it?
Like, what is this?
It was $2,000 for her and Mario.
I love her too. So much. And
Mario was
like,
Mario's like, let's just get sibling dogs. And this is so not like me or Mario because I honestly, quite frankly, am worse at taking care of myself than Tana.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even take care of myself, let alone like little Daisy.
No, you've done a really good job with Daisy.
I've done the best dog ever. She's always having like a nanny. She's always at the Penty. Like she's always on an adventure.
It's
like,
just so fun.
It helps you get a lot of money.
Yeah.
She's like a chihuahua.
Well, I feel like if like I'm saying like now you can just pay someone to like go watch her and like stuff like that.
I'll give you this to just like go like pet Daisy.
Honestly,
and I'm like at Bootsy Bellows.
Dude, today, Lila, you were just saying that we're so bad at taking care of ourselves, and we obviously are. And so we think someone in our house has a staph infection, and me and Lila are in the bathroom.
Tana, I've never seen me or Tana put soap on our hands and wash our hands.
And we're washing our hands.
Like, been months.
Like, this is so huge. I did the little thing with your nails when you, like, I wash my hands, obviously, when I pee and shit.
No, you don't.
There's no way. No, you don't. No, you're lying if you say you do.
No, you're actually lying to Brooke's face. It's like, it's kind of sad.
I do. Like, in a restaurant.
You can't say the same.
I will. But, like, at home, like, if I'm just at home, I'm not walking in the bathroom. Like, oh, I really need to fucking wash my hands.
No, yeah. Like, if I, like, go pee or something and I'm, like, in the bathroom at Tana's, like, what am I going to do? Like, go get soap. Like,
no.
No, I'm starving. I'm going to go to the kitchen.
At home, fuck no.
You guys want this public information out about
me. If I share, I'll wash my hands.
I'm, like, honestly one of, like, the, like, I'm saying this laughing because Tana's going to spit out her fucking drink. I feel like I'm, like, one of, like, the healthiest people.
Lila.
Like, I've never gotten COVID. I haven't gotten sick since, like, third grade.
You have a
like,
good immune
I think
system.
You not getting COVID is, like, similar to Tana having never had an STD. It's, like, if you don't get checked, you can't have one.
Oh, my God. No, it's also similar
to I'm just kidding.
I got tested so many times for COVID because I was, like, traveling and doing all this, like, crazy mumbo jumbo. And I never had it. And I never felt sick.
That's true. I thought I had COVID this week. I was like really worried about it.
No, Brooke was so excited to have COVID because the guy she likes has COVID. And she literally.
No, Brooke verbatim goes, I kind of hope I have it.
So she can hang out with
No, him. That's, I mean, well, yeah, I did. Okay.
No, it came out of your mouth.
No, she literally was trying to find a picture of a positive test to show him, even though she doesn't have it, so that she could go hang out with him and then get it to, like, hang out.
To literally trap him.
This is really incriminating.
Like, pull the full Drake. Like, pull the buffalo sauce and the condom, honestly.
I I'm so happy you brought my list. Awful. Seriously, we're cutting the
Wait, can
off.
We talk? Can we talk about that? The Drake situation. So I know Drake that was kind of a while ago,
and they were like in the dark, but and he like took off his condom and then put buffalo sauce in it. And
no, she tried did you know
to,
this story?
She tried to literally put the condom up her like pussy, but there was and buffalo sauce in it.
Yeah, well,
honestly,
yeah,
why does that sound like a great dipping sauce?
We did a really
Drake cum ex buffalo sauce.
You know us with our nuggets and ranch. A little ranch. I would do it.
You guys are sick. But imagine the humiliation, like going into the bathroom and like literally trying to turn a condom inside out and get yourself pregnant with Drake and having to explain yourself like, oh shit, my coochie's on fire.
Oh, I bet that shit burns.
Yeah,
that's so an awful. Thing that's awful. Like, that's actually, so scary.
It is. Who would you do that to? Who would you turn an inside out condom?
Drake.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Poor guy probably has that. Like, he's probably been doing that for a while.
But what do I think is gonna happen? I'm just, what am I gonna get pregnant?
Adonis 2.0.
As Dana once said, Lila.
Stop now. What? Lila, let's turn this into a slight intervention.
Okay.
She's been to the club 26 of 30 days this month.
Okay, so it's what, February 2nd, or am I wrong? No, something. It's February like 3rd. And out of the 31 days in January up to now, I feel like there's only been like two that I haven't gone to the club.
Sure, her Instagram got taken down.
My Instagram's gone.
And so honestly, for no reason.
I've been coping in, you know, a
like
few she, weird
coping,
days.
Like you're mourning your Instagram. Actually, I would be too. If yeah. I lost my
what
Instagram,
what do you mean?
Really
I can't
sad.
DM rappers. I can't send them videos of my like. It's like annoying.
Like, and like
I,
watching stories too. It's like it's almost like you have
just,
to go watch
Kyla
it in real life.
Kyla just gave me her phone, and she's like, "Who else should we watch?" And I was like, "Oh my god, what's so and so up to?" Like I just update on everyone.
Like she can't even download the app.
Isn't
by
it?
The
doesn't
way.
It have so something much- to do with your actual like the IP address of your phone? Like. I think you're not. I think you have to get a whole new phone for you to be able to have an Instagram that
well,
works.
Someone?
No, and every time Lila has her Instagram deleted, what happens is she'll make another Instagram and then she'll go on her story and go at Instagram. Why do you hate me? And then it's like you're attracting attention to yourself, and if they're just going to delete you again.
Well, we just found out it's not Instagram. It's actually this feral
this
person.
This fan who literally oh. who was like, Lila doesn't reply to my DMs unless I'm making her a fan edit. It's like. What do you want? My social? Like, what are we supposed to go on a picnic? I reply. There's been times, like, for hours I'll be hanging out with people and I'm just, like, replying. You know, I'm always like, I love you, baby. I love you so much.
Yeah,
like,
you are
I
really
to
responsive.
Every fucking soul request.
And like, this was just, like, a feral fan.
And she was, like, so I reported.
Turned on her.
Feral.
She reported me for, like, not being me. And she was like, Lila's impersonating
but
me.
But she has like connections. So she like, she made an account where she's pretending to be the real Lila. And then
what's
I
that lady's name who killed Selena?
Huh? And then I tweeted a photo.
Eminem.
Who?
Like,
I tweeted a photo literally like 2 years ago when I got my like ID legally changed to Lila and like female and everything.
Tweeted a photo of her ID.
She and she went and like took the photo and now was trying to get like verified as me.
Brilliant.
I know, right?
She's on to something.
But it's honestly terrifying and I would be like furious. Like,
I want to get verified so bad.
I'm
I always do the
not.
Little. I'm well because you have to have articles and I'm always like, oh, well, there's probably articles because Canceled Podcast has articles. But if you look at the Canceled Podcast, it's just there's nothing
you
to
know
be said
that
about
bald guy who like always tries to be our sugar daddy who works in the industry. And
yes,
our good friend just went on a date with him. I wish I could say what he does.
I know.
Wait, you could. What in your hair? I the audio listeners, please,
what?
Please, please go to video. Wait, what is that? Is it like?
I think it was because I was like sitting in the bushes outside. I got
it's
kicked
the tug.
The I got kicked to the curb. And
I don't like how
bush.
It looks like it's like a worm.
I thought it was literally a snake.
Don't put that near me, okay?
So yeah, I've just been like, you know, living my like honestly like my 2000s like Paris like fantasy.
Yeah, they didn't have Instagram and they were just having all kinds
and
of fun.
And it's honestly been fun because I'll be at the club and now it's gotten to the point me and like Tana's old assistant and our best friend Natalie, we pull up to Poppy when the night should have ended. Like I don't even remember leaving Tana's like roast thing. There's like always bugs near Tana. Like
stop, go fuck yourself.
I'm like I blacked out.
I'm shocked.
Oh, I pull up to Bobby and they just like make way. Don't even make a show IDs anymore because they're like, I've seen you 32 nights in a row. Like, I know who you are. I know you're vaccinated. Like, well, hey.
How do you even have fun?
I literally
anymore?
Walk up. I go, hey, boys. How do I have fun? I don't know.
My new favorite thing about Lila is that every time she goes, because you're very, very friendly and sweet. If you ever meet Lila, I recommend going up to her and just acting like your friends. You'll have a great fucking time.
No, I'll like adopt you and like we'll like.
No, yeah, so every night, like, she'll meet a new friend. They'll go home together. They'll, like, have a sleepover, whole thing. And then the next day,
I'll wake up with, like, a randomness.
Like, and the next day, it's like, we're all at lunch. And she's like, I'm bringing Georgia and Hope. Like, there's, like, new bitches every day. And we're like, who? Yesterday, I ask her where one of her friends is, like, Nancy. I'm like, where's Nancy? And she goes, she got deported. Like,
Georgia, she's getting deported back to London.
Oh, my
her
God.
Her time is over.
I want to get deported.
She goes,
London.
So I need to go really hard these next couple of weeks because she gets deported on the 14th. Like, happy Valentine's Day, bitch.
What are we going to do about Valentine's Day?
Do you know the secret to finding your true love and ridding your life of toxicity?
I don't know.
Wait. Oh. By igniting your Valentine's Day this year with AdamandEve.com. Ooh. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. How are you planning to spice things up in the bedroom this year? Pegging.
Right.
Check this one out. When you go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item, you'll get it at 50% off. But that's not all. When you select your one item, you'll also get free shipping. Ooh. So head on over to adamandeve.com and be sure to use offer code TANA. Again, that's TANA. T-A-N-A. TANA. Have you been putting off ordering your butt plugs? Yeah. Well, now is the time to head over to adamandeve.com. That's TANA at adamandeve.com. Have a happy Valentine's Day. Galentine's Day.
Y'all I have can't like have seven boyfriends. I don't know why you act like you don't.
Last year on Valentine's Day, I woke up in a man's bed on Valentine's Day, and he told me that he would kill himself if he spent another year single on Valentine's Day.
Are you ready for this one? Last year on Valentine's Day, everyone at my house was going on dates, and I had just started hooking up with Chris Miles, and everyone's like going on dates. And obviously, we just started hooking up. We had just started hooking up for like 6 or 7 days, so I get it. But we'd been together for like 7 days straight. So at the same time, I was like, oh, maybe he'll like, at least just like a gesture, like sweet, whatever. And we're upstairs and everyone's dressed to the nines going on a date. And he looks at me and he dead ass asks me, is it someone's birthday?
Oh my God. You know what? You know what energy he has? He has like that girl from Euphoria who's like, it's New Year's.
Yeah, literally Faye.
She's like, my boyfriend doesn't tell me anything.
We were just watching her TikToks with her big lips.
She's such a cutie.
I tweeted, like, I'm Maddie, and everyone was like, no, you're fucking Faye.
Yeah, but you were really bold for that. She's like, I'm not a Cassie, I'm a Maddie. That's like people who say, like when they watch Sex and the City, like that's how you can tell everything you need to know about a person. I don't even think you guys watch
Sex
and the City.
Faye just like in someone's like trunk, like with her lip filler addiction. Like it's just like literally
shooting up heroin in her fucking coochie.
Like, literally dead fucking ass. I just met in the hot tub scene when Cassie was like throwing up and Maddie was like master
that
manipulating.
That was insane.
I resonated with that. Like in that situation, I would have been like,
who did you resonate with, Maddie?
With Maddie.
Because you're so crazy and manipulative. Like that.
Why'd you say that so fast? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's like.
No, that's so, you're so good at it. I'm honestly Cassie, seriously, just like throwing up everywhere.
Honest.
I'm probably Cassie. The fans are like, she's Cassie.
I'm Cassie in a lot of ways, though. Like the male validation, like, you know, and like the daddy issues and like the.
Definitely the daddy issues.
I don't know who I relate to on that show.
The other day, I walk in at 9 in the morning to my apartment complex, like, get in heels. Like,
can the people hear you?
Probably not. Well, I'm loud. I walk in at 9 a.m. and my security is like, hi. I'm like, I honestly don't even remember. All I remember is literally throwing up like on the elevator. And I was just like, sorry. Like,
on the elevator?
You're like, really? I literally go, sorry, but can you buzz me up? And the other day, they sent out like a search party for me.
Bro.
My location said I was at this, the entire shop.
This is when it became, it's not, it, like, it was funny and quirky because it's not like she's like killing herself. She's just going out a lot. Right. So it's like funny and quirky, but there's always some story. There's always something happening, whatever. I'm
but
leaving.
You know, it's bad when Tana's like, where's Lila?
Like freaking the fuck out.
And that's what got me really worried because I got a call from Tana FaceTime. And for Tana to even notice someone's like, missing is
the,
like.
The fact that Tana was up at 11 a.m. One, she doesn't wake up until 6 p.m. Two, worried. Three, actually packing and going on her trip to Hawaii. Like, after going out the night before, like, I was.
I have the airport in, like, fucking literally, like, 2.5 hours. And Lila does wake up pretty early. Like, we usually
even
have.
I blackout at, like, 7 a.m.
Lila
about 10:30.
Doesn't sleep.
Yeah, like, we have the story of the night by noon. And so by 11 a.m., 12 a.m., someone texts a screenshot of your location.
Wait, no, you mean noon?
Like, I think, no, it was earlier. At 11 a.m., someone sends you a screenshot of your location.
Okay.
And it's.
She said 12 a.m., like, isn't that midnight?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. By 11 a.m., sends her location. Lila.
It was Natalie, and Natalie's in New York. The fact that she was in New York.
Checking your location.
Lila is in a tire shop. This is not a joke. Her location doesn't drive, doesn't have a car. Her location
doesn't even have a license.
Is a tire shop. And we're all like, what the fuck? And then you just like don't wake up for so long. So we're like, group chat name change, find Lila Gibney, looking for
it was literally hashtag.
Like,
and awful. It's the most like random people. Like, it was like what it was my like one close friend who like doesn't even go out with me. My hairstylist, Natalie, like Tiana, like it was just the most like random group of people, and everyone's like, no, like last I saw her, she was like at so and so. Last I saw her, she was like slurring.
I had calls from you at like 7 a.m. Like, let's go.
Yeah,
out.
She had called me at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I just ignored it because I was like, what?
I was with La Demi. We were
no, and so yeah, so then I start. I'm blowing up La Demi. I'm calling every person who was with Lila. No one's fucking answering. Lila finally answers, and she's like. You think it's so funny too. That's why you're in fucking prison. Everyone's freaking out. She's just dying laughing. And she's like,
I swear to God, we're covered in
piss. Me and La Demi are covered in piss. What?
Wait, explain the covered in piss thing.
Okay. One of them pissed themselves.
So we were with this girl who,
do you know which one?
This girl that it was me, La Demi, and this other girl.
And the other girl?
Who frequently like has sexual encounters with like Philip Klein, Scott Disick. Like, she's so hot. But she's like 30, and she has this problem, I guess, with just like wetting the bed. She's like been to multiple doctors, Jenna picking up the pickle off the glass counter.
She can't bite. Don't snitch.
And we woke up and Demi's like, am I wet? Am I wet? Am I wet? And then she goes, yeah, I pissed myself. And Demi goes, well, can you at least get me a fucking t-shirt? Because she was like, what?
And we're all like freaking out. People are driving by the tire shop, banging on the
doors. No, Stassi Bell, like my friend Stassi literally called a Suburban to go to this tire shop. And she was outside of the gates of the tire shop screaming, Lila. And she called me. She goes, all I could think about was like, what if she's in there screaming my name?
I know. I told Lila, yeah, I was out shopping and like running errands and stuff. And I was listening to music. And then I had the thought. The music. And I went white. And I'm like, imagine if Lila's really dead right now. And I'm just jamming in my car, so I turn the music off.
The way you said it gave me full chills and like made me so sad because you go, imagine if today's the day we like lost Lila.
No,
and
I'm
like,
no, me.
I go, Paige, if today's the day I lose Lila, then I'm not screaming fucking Chelsea Cutler.
Me,
in my car.
Paige, and Kyla were having a full blown panic. Like, I thought you were like dead. It was so out of character.
And it's just like it's sad and scary. And I know everyone's like, oh God, they're so dramatic. But it's like, imagine me 4 a.m. full heels, like stumbling on the road. Like, somebody could literally offer me like a pickle and I'd get in their trunk. Like, I would like literally like,
oh, she's had stories. She'll wake up the next morning, she'll be like, yeah, I rode someone's bike home and then I went to church with someone's grandma.
And then like a homeless man like tried to have sex with me, gave me his bike, cut my feet open. Like, it's just
that really happened.
That
just
was
real.
That was a real That story is like,
it's like funny, haha, until something actually awful happens to you, and we're not gonna think it's
crazy
funny
because, like,
Lila's idiot. In love with a drug dealer right now.
It's true,
he's a hot one,
he's really very hot,
but like,
it's driving me nuts.
I'm also in love with the drug dealer.
Yeah, I'm in love with the people who hit up their
Tiana, you're
dealers.
Literally in love with homeless people.
Yeah, like, it's awful.
She's
it's
in love awful. With people who literally, like, well, like, I'm not even kidding, like, find a like pill on the floor, and it could literally be an ibuprofen, and they'll just like. Big bucket. Like breakfast. Like, babe, no, get a smoothie.
Last night Jeff Wittick said that I stopped using dating apps because I'm over it and just started checking the Citizen app and picking like the first like active shooter 5 minutes away and being like,
Tiana,
that's
Tiana calls the fattest suburban and tries to find them.
Yeah, like
it. Oh, you just like, you honestly go to the shelter. Yeah. And you're just like, time to serve gravy.
She's like, you want a bed to sleep in? Hop in my car.
She's like, you gotta do your laundry. Like, I got a case of Arrowhead. I got a 24-5.
Enough.
But I've been single. I'm doing good.
You've been good. And I love this Tana. She's so fun.
You are so much more fun when you're... I just like you so
like
much
when
more
she,
when single.
She dates people, I'm not kidding. I will go to her house at like 8 p.m. Wait, no. Honestly, 10 p.m. Just woke up. I'm talking like... So much food for the shelter, like so much food on the side of her bed, like Panera from 3 days ago. She'll pick it up and eat it. And I'm just like, what the hell? No. In the dark, in the 40-degree room, like just literally.
I know that was another thing. That's another reason I couldn't sleep over last night because it was so cold.
And I'm talking mattress in the living room, no sheets, no pillowcase. My dog literally, I'm not kidding. She was over there. My dog peed on the mattress. Chris goes, just flip it.
That's what he said. Do you know that Lila's dog peed on... First of all, I shouldn't have a mattress in the living room, but also I hated my house and my TV wasn't working, so I was like, I'm going to watch Euphoria downstairs. Wait, in who comfort.
Who did the mattress?
Ari, and then it just stayed and stayed and stayed.
I'm so glad she didn't say Kyla and Paige.
Honest to God. No, but so the dog pees on my bed because I have no TV, so I've been watching shit.
And I just watch it.
And
too.
She takes my pillow and starts sopping up the dog piss with my favorite fucking pillow. I didn't have it for weeks. I had neck pain.
Tana that night sleeping on her favorite fucking pillow.
No, literally. I know. She goes, I didn't have it for weeks. I just saw it this morning and it's literally turning brown from all your makeup.
No, I have two.
I showed it in my vlog last night.
Oh my God.
It's so scary. I look at it, I'm like, what?
It gets clean. It's just stained. But I mean, whatever.
I think that actually does just happen. I mean, I'll take my makeup off. I can't even get. It's like the self-care. It's almost like, you know, when you speak something into existence, you say something is true so many times it becomes true. I have a showering problem now, you used to always say I did, to where I won't even go near my bed before I've taken a full shower, wash all everything off, and I'll still wake up with makeup on my pillow.
I'm not kidding. This morning I woke up full jeans, IMG top, makeup, face down in my bed.
But I wear a lot more makeup. You don't really wear that much makeup.
Lila really, she's so pretty. You're wearing no makeup right now.
I was just gonna say, I can't believe me and you are just no makeup, doing
a yeah, but look at the
I'm sitting here.
Well, I put my makeup on over my makeup from whatever was left after I took it off.
And I'm just making myself at home. Lord knows I'm not wearing fucking underwear.
That's been her new thing too. Borrowing my short ass dresses. And Lila's a little taller than me too, so they're even shorter on her with no underwear. And then everyone will.
And I'm talking pussy lips. The other day I was at my place and it was me, Ricky, Denzel, La Demi, Ariel, and we were at my place and I walked out of the bathroom and Demi's Lila, you're a pussy. And I go, it's my house.
No, Amari.
And the other day at Nikita, somebody said something to me too and I go, I bought it. I paid for it. No, you didn't. Literally, Blue Cross Blue Shield to him.
I feel like you guys would really relate on this because you love having it. Lila loves having a camel toe, or I don't know if you love
I
it.
I hate having a moose knuckle because it's not even a camel toe. That shit is.
No,
split
she wants
in
dress.
Half.
Look under the dress.
I know, but remember when you looked up realistic camel toe underwear?
Yeah, I was just gonna wear it for fun
to put under shorts or something and have it look it like she has the biggest, craziest camel toe of all time.
You're sick.
Honestly.
I mean, Tana's new thing is
you should buy those and then call paparazzi.
Literally, we were cussing each other out in Vegas behind Marshmallow's table, and literally, she made me cry. She was crying. It was out of a movie, and she goes, what even is this bit? You're trying to just make me mad for a bit. I'm like, does it look like I'm vlogging? What do you mean? This is real life, you delusional bitch.
I love you. I'm dating them for the bit.
No sense of reality.
Honestly, we are delusional fucks.
No.
So delicious.
No. No. Yeah. No. I'll literally be dating someone.
Also, you guys, I'm not honestly.
We have a lot. I have a few bits too. I'm Joe's a bit.
I was just letting myself.
What are my bits?
You are
leaving where I am to go see a daddy.
I can't even say any of your
bits. I feel like getting a blowout every day.
That is definitely one of your bits. Getting a blowout, getting glam.
That's no, you guys, that's just something she does. That's not a bit. what is wrong with you?
Oh, I need so much food.
We want to be David Dobrik so bad.
I want to go to somewhere and rot in a booth. I'm talking 15 ranch at Buffalo Wild Wings. So much.
Let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Should we?
I want cheese buffalo chicken wrap, fried pickles, the Southwestern Ranch, their ranches.
That's something that you're
strawberry
able
lemonade.
To do.
That's another bit. Ordering $475 worth of food just to eat all of it and pretend it didn't happen.
Lila can eat more than any person I've ever known. You do the 10,000 calorie challenge literally every day and you gain no weight.
It's really scary. And I remember my day one YouTube days, I remember saving up a paycheck at McDonald's and I was so excited to film this video. I would always have to do it at 3 p.m. but I would work all day at McDonald's at the fucking drive-thru. And I
can't imagine her at the drive-thru.
I would always have to take out my trash, flip my trash can upside down, and put my camera on it and sit on the kitchen floor to film it. And I literally walked to Wendy's, Burger King, and McDonald's and got stuff from all of it and just ate.
Oh my God. That was the first thing, one of the first things me and Lila did together was when she still worked at McDonald's. We were in my car, we went to Chick-fil-A and we did a mukbang in the car.
We did. Me and Virgo.
And I wasn't doing social media obviously at that time.
I come in wig, literally I'm talking not glued on. Like, literally wig, like, wig, like, forehead, still not, like, it's, like, 3 inches higher.
It was like, so it was funny. Like, and, like,
I have a
we would,
Oh, wait, go ahead.
I have an answer.
We would get, like, fully ready and run around and, like, take pictures all around the
all
city.
All around her complex. And, yeah. Like, ran, like, we'd go to, like, Alfred's.
But the pictures, if you see them now, you would be, like,
and we
guys.
Would, and I remember we would, like, so I remember bad. Vividly, like, the double denim moment them. At Alfred's. And, like, the sun was
glowing. Literally. And I was, like, and
I, like, leaned my head
that
back.
Picture is still on my Instagram.
And then we'd sit in the car and we'd FaceTune it and listen to that, like, one sad guy that we always used to listen to, like Olivia Jade's ex or something.
Jackson Guthrie.
So good. So hot. She looked insane last night.
She's so cute.
What was I gonna say? So if you were at the drive-thru and someone ordered something like you know what I mean? Like
I like going to fights, like spit on. Okay, but go.
But no, but like a Big Mac, no pickles, and then there was like it was wrong or something, and they were like cussing at you. Like what how would you react?
I remember so vividly like that happened one and yeah. He like came, I had like trauma. He like came back and I saw his car because I knew like right when it happened, I was like, fuck, I gave them the complete wrong bag. Like they're like, and he was already so fucking rude to me. Like, I don't even know what his deal was, but I like talked back. Like I remember literally in my little microphone, I clicked it again and I go, why do you have a tone? I go, well, get your food fixed. Oh like, God. It's not the end of the world. Like, what?
I would do that at Catch all the time because the people who come to Catch are like, the entitlement is crazy.
Yeah, or, like, when I knew somebody was going to come back and, like, yell at me or something, I'd literally be like, I have to pee so bad. And then I would just make it someone else's oh problem. God. Like,
I would all the time be like, listen to me. I go, no one's sitting anywhere if you keep talking to me like that. I swear to God.
It was my favorite thing to, like, talk back. Like,
because it's like, people would come in and, like, I have no control. Like, what am I going to go tell someone to get up? Like, no, there's just no tables
absolutely
yet.
Absolutely not.
And I'd be, if it's the most frustrating thing in the world when you're like being nice to somebody and then they're rude back. So then it's like, girl.
That is my.
Wait, what was I just gonna say? It was so important. I blocked out Hannah.
That's why I retailed and never food because like I feel like retail customers.
Well, I loved it and I loved it. Like it makes you feel good to like just be nice to people all day. But when you're like nice to someone and they're rude back, I'll literally be like, I dare you to fucking use that.
I don't feel like you ever like quote unquote retail.
I retailed. I was
she
poor.
Did. She was a PacSun girl.
But for how long? I thought you told me it was for like a couple weeks.
No, that was one of the times. I got fired several times. Or quit or just walked out or like wouldn't. But I worked
that
at
was
Plato's
me.
Closet.
I'm shocked.
I loved Plato's. I would always, honestly, I just like, I would always go and like steal.
Honestly, I would and, like, steal and then sell. Yeah. I think it's okay to steal from major corporations. I hate to put that out there on the
yeah, internet. That's what my mom says. I think you're spoiled. I think that's what she says. I don't know. But
your mom's literally behind bars.
Not anymore. She's out. She's free.
Third time's a charm.
But free. it's like when they have so much money that it's like and they're like a price like Walmart, like steal from
like what you wanted my $30? Like fuck off.
Don't, yeah. But like a small business or something, like never steal.
No, of course. But I had my history with shoplifting. I honestly learned my lesson. I remember like my first time I got caught shoplifting was from Walmart and it was a $6 aux cord. I like was walking through the women's section. I ripped it out of its casing and shoved it in like a rack full of sweatshirts. And there was like a secret shopper. And what had happened was he was following me and he literally had the like he saw me do it. And then when I was walking out, he goes, come with me. And I go, what? Because he was just in like a ugly outfit. And I was like, what? And I just kept walking. And he was like, no, like, I just saw you shoplift. Like, you have to come with me. And they called my mom. And I told her I was at work. Like, but I'm shoplifting high as fuck at Walmart. Like,
I got caught shoplifting a couple times.
I would be so scared. One time in high school, my two best friends got caught shoplifting. And so they called my grandparents.
I could see you feeling really guilty shoplifting.
Oh, I could never.
Never.
Yeah.
And I remember one, the other time was at Zoomies. I think I got like banned for life or something because I walked out with like three like Thrasher shirts under my fucking hoodie. Like three, like layered up, like ready to go to Aspen. Like fully ready to hit the slope.
I worked at Zoomies for 48 hours.
And then wow, really, like one what stretch a stretch.
Or two. Oh, 2 days. And then I went back to PacSun.
I had spent so many fucking jobs.
There was just a hot boy. That was the time I like
28.
Left.
28.
What, I'm trying to think of I worked at a nail salon for like a really long time.
Like
what?
Cashier?
Yeah. For like 2 years.
Like front desk?
What?
I worked front desk.
But I feel like it was probably like a really hot bougie one.
No, it was like, but it was like my friend worked there before me and I was like her reference and so I would work. But beautiful. It's like, no one could like talk to me or anything.
Well, yeah, have you ever worked at like a Subway, Panera? Like, have you ever worked at somewhere like?
No. I worked.
Have you
at,
ever
like,
worked in food?
Always restaurants, and then at one nail salon. But the nail salon was hard because they're like the language barrier. It was like I felt so stupid all the time, and it was so bad for my self esteem because it was like it's not their flaw. It's not my fault, and it's not
no
their
fault.
But like, just it was so frustrating, and I could tell they just thought I was so fucking stupid. I'm like,
you're just trying to make your coin.
I know. And she, but they like, you know, my name is still Brooke in Vietnamese, so like I always knew when they were talking about me. I'm like, Tammy, I can hear you. Don't know. She was the best, though. I miss them so much. I by the end, they like finally were like, okay, like we really, because they were like really hard on everyone. Yeah. They were so nice to me at the end. I was heartbroken when I had to leave.
A sad sentiment. Like, I can remember certain people that I worked with that changed my life, like growing up.
And,
like,
me too.
I'll never. But my first boss at Plato's, Chelsea Ferolia.
Oh, well, really hit. I thought it was just an Iowa thing.
No, they have it everywhere.
Like here?
But imagine working there. People, homeless people would bring in clothes with like cockroaches and I would like cry.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was awful.
I don't think I could ever work there. Like the thought of going,
Imagine telling people like they're 50 pairs of Rock Revivals you're going to give them $7 for and the way they would like.
I would go in with duffel bags and the stuff that they would decline. I'd go in the next day and just give it to someone, like somebody who wasn't there the day 100%. Before. And then I would just keep doing it and the other stuff I would just take to like.
But like families who like needed the money, they'd cuss you out. It was just like.
I just like take the L every time. I don't think I've ever like done that just because it's so, it just. Like you ruins your spirit when like a shirt really meant a lot to you and you really like that was like such a good shirt.
Got rid of it.
No, but then you do it and then they like don't even want it or they think it's worth $3.
I know you're like I wear this all the time.
Yeah,
it could literally be like a $2,000 Versace like velvet set and they're like
$25.
They're like $7.25.
Yeah,
take it or leave it.
Dead ass. I was that bitch.
You're like take it.
And last night was like. It was just like everyone was in one room so drunk and I was like front row just like, and I remember hitting, like physically actually hitting Ari from laughing so hard and he had, literally had to be like, stop hitting me.
Last night you were aggressive. You kept hitting everyone.
And Tana would literally be like in the middle of like roasting someone on stage and I would
stumble
to the bar. First of all, I missed her whole set because I would stumble to the bar. Ari would be like, get another drink. I'd stumble to the bar. I go, can I just have a cup with no ice, no chaser, just tequila? And I'd be like, but can I have a straw?
No,
and then I had Isabella Uber me my Vax card. Like, and I was waiting outside for like
You don't 30... have a photo of your Vax card? You could have just had her send a picture of it.
A picture, and I was outside for 30 minutes during her whole set. I come back, I go, wait, it's over? And apparently I was really drunk. I don't even remember.
She killed it. You're going to see it on YouTube.
Last night, what actually killed me, though, is that normally when all my friends are blacked out, I'm blacked out. But because I had to like be on stage roasting, I wasn't drinking. Like not even because you.
Tana had half of a dizzy wine. She goes, I need to chill.
Well, if you could drink like a normal person, it would be one thing. But you're a slurrer.
That's my thing is I can have one shot and it doesn't matter. I'm like, and I didn't want to be on stage. Like I ate Bryce's ass.
You're gonna come over. You're gonna prom.
That's exactly right. There's no exaggeration.
I was like, I love you. I love you. No, I knew.
So I purposefully didn't black out because I was like, I can't be drunk to do this. So I'm sober for hours and hours and hours. And I'm watching all my friends in the crowd just shots. I get off stage and I'm trying to talk to any one of them. And everyone's feral, just falling over, rolling around on the ground. Everyone's hammered. Like everyone I know. And I was like,
oh my
God.
Open bar?
I took four shots back to back.
Open bar was insane. Kyla Page said that. Apparently like Josh and Bryce got like a new assistant or something. And that Kyla and Page were like, there was
Josh.
Okay, Josh got a new assistant, and there's only two stalls, and I apparently come stumbling in and with this girl, and this girl was screaming, Ever needs to get out. Someone has to pee. Bro. Get the fuck out. And it was me and Kyle and Paige were like, Lila?
No, Josh Richards, I love you to death. Your assistant last night was belligerent and awful, like screaming, and I'm like trying to be like in my zone.
I don't remember meeting her. She took photos of me, though.
No, she fucking was like, I went in to pee in the bathroom and I have to be back on stage and we're trying to pee quick and it's me and Josie in the bathroom. And
she's
like
holding the door.
She's like, I'll escort you all. And I'm like, I don't need, I'm not at a convention. I'm here with all my friends. Like, I don't need an escort.
The full like.
Screaming.
Jenny, you're at Playlist Live.
And so finally she's in the bathroom. She's like, do you need anything, Tana? Do you need anything? Tana needs something, guys, everyone get out. And I'm like, I don't need anything. I just need to pee. And so then she's standing with her hands over the bathroom stall. Like, I'm holding the door for you. I'm like, it locks. You don't have to do this. And I'm like,
oh, she was just trying to be helpful. You guys are mean.
Pushing girls. Like,
me at Poppy to tell.
I would have liked that.
No, and so Josie was like, hey, she's pee shy. She just needs you to like kind of like go away. And she won't go away. And I have to be back on stage in like 1 minute. And it's just this feral woman's hands over the door, like holding it. And you know me, I'm sitting with my like underwear.
Tana learned the word feral.
I know.
I know.
And nobody's ever gonna hear the end of it. I'm so sorry. Can we get a feral count on this pod?
We pull up because Brooke was waiting for an hour for Tana to get up and get here, and she goes, oh, Brooke's gonna be feral.
Like
and it's weird because I think you've just gotten like extra funny. And I've always gotten so annoyed. Like, I think there's been times where I've actually like yelled at you guys or like been so annoyed that y'all like steal my sayings. But now I'm like, wait, I get it. Because literally, I say prison and jail and feral. And I'm just like, wait, I need prison.
Who started prison?
You started, I think it was Jill, and then I switched then it. Then she to took prison. It to
prison. Okay.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if I stole it from almost everything I have is stolen from Lila.
Yeah, Lila has
all my all my.
I need some new ones. Cause I actually have to stop saying feral. Yeah, but I didn't pee though. Josh Richards, I didn't even get to pee at all because I couldn't pee. Go? She wouldn't leave. She like would not leave the stall, and I couldn't.
So Josh, the UTI bill is being sent to you.
And I could, and I kept.
I just got a really bad. Oh, everyone already knew that. I'm sorry. I don't know why I keep wanting to tell you guys about that. I don't know. Yeah, wait, but can I tell you something really funny that happened? It's not that funny. Sorry. After the last podcast, like with Tim, I mentioned that I had a UTI in that episode. I was like, oh, I have a pretty bad UTI, whatever. And like, that's all I said, okay? I start getting DM after DM after DM. And then this girl starts emailing me these long, lengthy things. And she's like, I have chronic UTIs too. This is like what I, and I'm like, they're not chronic.
Oh my God, you were like the, you were like,
I don't like, I'm not like a, like, I'm not, I don't have like a perma UTI. You're like
the face of UTI. Yes. Like for the UTI so community.
And we're she was so, so sweet, like offering like so help, dramatic. But I'm like,
we're so dramatic. Someone that lives with Tana, we like thought he might have had, doesn't by the way, he went to the doctor. We thought he had a staph infection, and we pull up and tell Brooke, and we're like all freaking out because I'm like, wait, oh my God, what if I get it and I can't go to the club? I can't go to Drake. I
no,
can't.
Brooke looks at us and she's like, my mom had MRSA once and had to get half of her arm taken off of my leg. I'm like, well, oh my God.
She got a baseball sized chunk taken out of her arm. I'm like, wait, what?
She did. They had and they put the dressing that they put in it. They like
dressing.
They put like all this gauze. They fill it with like gauze, and then there's a video of them pulling it and pulling it and pulling it and pulling it. Sorry.
They did that when I got my pussy. They were pulling for like a minute of just so much gauze stuffed up there.
Okay.
He said it was like equivalent to like 100 tampons. They were just pulling. I was like, wait,
that's crazy. This episode was this episode. I understand that.
It was really good. I think I need to like come on more often.
I think you carried. We're just dead. Bryce Hall's roast took everything out of us yesterday. I'm really excited for everyone to see that online. Drink dizzy. But we're just really, really tired today. So we gave you.
The other day, I go, Tana, how do people even like buy dizzy? Like, do they go to Target? And she was like, no, it's online. But I go, how much is it? She goes, I don't know.
It's $29 for a case.
For four?
Yeah. But it's a full bottle.
Oh.
It's honestly amazing.
It's so worth it. Honestly,
it is worth it. Well, because you only need, you need one to be like, to really like feel it.
Dizzy is the first like great thing, I think.
That's the only thing that I will get behind for you. I think
I was like curb stomping people at Poppy.
Yeah, she was really letting him have it last night.
Honestly, all my friends, my friend Banana tried to fight someone alone.
I was outside during the first part of this episode, like watching people's stories because I don't have an Instagram, and I was like watching like pages or something. I go, oh, we took a photo, and then the next slide's like Amari at the club with me, and I go, wait, Amari was at the club?
He was.
You didn't seem blacked out. You were fine to me, but I didn't see.
She was not fine to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, you were fine.
I was oddly sober last night. I kept letting.
Stumbled out of the club. Oh my God, I need gel.
Guess who was spitting in my mouth all night, which is a horrible thing to say during the pandemic.
You think?
My favorite fuck, like that I've ever fucked. And I just like, no.
No. Don't say anything. I have to think.
He's like my favorite person ever. Yes. But yeah, we have to bleep his name, but. Okay,
ew.
Podcast over. I
want to
fuck
this
over.
When I had an Instagram, I remember I saw him out or something, and then he texted me the next day, and this is when I was staying at the London with Caitlin, and he was like, should I pull up, blah, blah, blah. And I'm so pissed he didn't, like, fuck the shit out of me and then punch me and break a veneer. Like,
he's so good.
Like, I want him to literally, like, break my pussy the fact that I, like, need another surgery. Like,
okay, guys, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Cancel.
Fandom Mojo is canceled.
DWE Talent Production.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.